calling all members of the in crowd. If you want to get in on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X @faderoutednz. You can find us on Facebook, The Fade Route with DNZ. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube, The Fade Route with DNZ. Catch our videos. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and spread the word. Order up! It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
In honor of LeBron James's nice round number of 40,000 points, we thought we would order up LeBron's top five teammates of all time. And don't you worry, Delonte West is not on this list. From 5 to 1, who you got, D?
All right, so I'm going to start with number 5, Zydrunas Ilgauskas. Number 5, seriously, Anthony Davis. They got one chip together. LeBron is the best player on the Lakers team, but still, he's never had a player like Anthony Davis before, and he's the number 5. Number 4 is Chris Bosh. I think Chris Bosh is better than Anthony Davis just because his ability to shoot the ball, shoot it from the outside, and he was just in a tough situation when they got to Miami where he had to be the third guy. And I thought he did it better than anybody. And number 3 is Kevin Love. And this might be just because I'm a fan of Kevin Love. I think it was remarkable his ability to shoot the ball and rebound when he was in Minnesota, when he was in Cleveland, now even with the Heat. I just think he's a very talented player. Number 2, I'm going with Kyrie Irving. The talent is just remarkable. He just has the best handle in the league. The way he can go to the basket and score without dunking, and the way he finishes, the way he's able to stay up in the air, arc his back, and still get the basket. Some people would argue that they came back and beat the Warriors because of Kyrie Irving's shot and his ability to play in that series. So I'm going with Kyrie Irving. And number 1... one of the best two guards ever. It's Dwayne Wade, man. I mean, just love watching that Heat team. Love watching that Batman and Robin combo. When they were both healthy, it was just incredibly fun to watch them play with each other and play with Chris Bosh. It was like watching the Monstars. So Dwayne Wade's my number 1.
Great choices. I mean, number 1 is going to be really hard to debate. Really hard to debate.
Some people, you know, you'd be surprised. I talked to some people at work today, and some people said it was Kyrie. And some people, what was the other person? Some people say it was Ray Allen. You know, so yeah, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
I mean, I don't.
Some people say it's Anthony Davis. Some people still think Street Clothes is the best.
Those are delusional people. Those are absolutely delusional people.
I wonder what LeBron would say.
That's a great question.
I wonder what he would think.
I would love to hear that too. It would be a very politically correct answer, I imagine. I think it would be something
he would be honest.
Answer would try to hurt the least amount of people possible. So I get it.
He would say Dellavedova?
Oh, Matthew Dellavedova. Absolutely. Absolutely, or you know, Dion Waiters, or something to that effect, like that Gatorade.
Stevenson,
you know that Gatorade temperature was just right.
Lance Stevenson,
Russell Westbrook, Russell Westbrook.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh dear, did I say that? Oh no, D'Angelo Russell.
Swaggy P.
Jesus Christ. Swaggy P.
J.R. Smith.
All kidding aside, J.R. Smith and LeBron played very well together, and they did. They were very successful.
Iman Shumpert. He's played with so many people.
That's what makes this hard. Right? This is what makes it very hard. Like, if you're thinking about it, he's been playing for 20
Mario Chalmers.
Years. Oh, my God. The superintendent.
The Birdman.
Chris Anderson. Jesus.
Udonis Haslem.
This is tough. This is absolutely...
Mike Miller.
Great shooter. Another great shooter. Mike Miller. Very Mike underrated Miller. Shooter. But this guy was underrated, too, and he had his best seasons when he was with LeBron. Number five, I'm going Mo Williams. I know you were joking before, but Mo Williams actually had his best years with LeBron, with him in Cleveland.
Oh, I'm curious to see who you're leaving out.
So, hey, it's my list of what I want. So,
no, I'm curious. Yeah. I'm curious to see who makes your list and you leave out.
Well, I mean, I tell you for shit sure, like, Anthony Davis is not on this list.
Is Ray Ray going to be there?
Ooh, that's tough. That's tough.
We both left Ray Ray out.
It's tough. I mean, it's a very short period of time that they played together, but when they did play together, like, Ray Allen was fantastic. But for longevity purposes, I got to keep him off. Same thing with Anthony Davis. Like, they haven't played enough together, and they haven't won enough together. They haven't done it. Like, they're on the same team, sure. But let's look at games played and games played together. That's what gives, like, these guys the edge. Like, you were joking about before. Number four, Big Z. Like, Big Z was prolific. Right? He was one of the best big men in the league concurrently with LeBron. So, I think that, you know, his first run in Cleveland kind of gets lost in the shuffle because of how he left, how he returned, and how he left again. So that definitely is something that needs to be kind of destigmatized. LeBron James in his first go around with Cleveland was very good. Criminally underrated, actually. If we think about it, he dragged... It's almost the equivalent of Dwight Howard dragging the Orlando Magic to the finals. You could argue that the Cleveland Cavalier team that he took to the finals that first go-around had no business being there, other than him. He made other guys around him better, and Big Z was another one that he made better. Number three... Now we're starting to get into the Miami Heat era. I'm with you. I have to go with Chris Bosh. Like, they mutually raised each other's game. And they complemented each other so well. And now, here comes the coin flip, right? Is it Kyrie? Or is it Dwayne Wade? Is it Kyrie? Is it Dwayne Wade? For number two. Unfortunately for me, the way that Kyrie left soured, and I'm sure it soured LeBron for a long time. I would argue, I mean, you can't argue Kyrie Irving's talent. He's immensely talented. When his head was on straight, Kyrie Irving is a great basketball player. And who was able to get his head on straight for the most part? LeBron. LeBron's sheer will kept Kyrie Irving's head on straight. And number one, you can't dispute it. I'm sorry, guys. You just can't do it. Number one, Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade was the architect of the Big Three, along with Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. He's the Jeter to the A-Rod. Right? He's the guy who was there when the big money guys came from other organizations. He's the guy who said, come on down. Let's win some fucking championships. So, mighty gracious of Dwayne Wade. Not only that, they played amazing together. The Miami Heat were a force a villain, but a force nonetheless. And LeBron would not have made that happen, and it would not have had the impact without Dwayne Wade. That's our list. What's yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutednz. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.